If you would, turn your Bibles to be reading from Romans 5, verses 17 through 19. If you'd like to follow along, we have Bibles underneath the seats. It'll be on page 1011. Once again, Romans 5, 17 through 19. For if by the one man's offense death reigns to the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as through one man's offense judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so through one man's righteous act the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous.
Good morning. So good to see you this morning. Happy that you're here. Delighted that you've come our way. We have visitors with us today. What a privilege and a blessing it is to have folks come from the community or out of town, maybe even out of the country, and come and worship with us this morning. So happy that you're here. This is our first time meeting you. We want to ask you to give us an opportunity to get to know you, get to meet you and greet you in a Christian way. And we hope that you give us that chance and that opportunity. Just so glad that you're here. I don't know about you, but I like free things. I mean, whenever you throw up that free sign, you've got my attention, no matter what it is. This is the year when a lot of retailers will try to entice shoppers to look at their items, to come into their store, and they'll throw that word out there very freely, free. If you've looked around, and just some of the things that come to our minds, and you've seen them just as well as I have, with Christmas just being a few days away, and folks are busy buying their gifts and what have you. But, just think about all the free things. I'll throw some examples out there. You know, if you're looking on the internet, for example, you go to places, any of your major retailer or a place like techbargains.com, you just notice on there how many items are shipping for free. I mean, before there used to be a shipping cost involved, but we'll waive that. We'll waive that over the holiday season. We'll ship these items to you for free. Woodbury Outfitters. Those of you who know me know that I'm an outfitter kind of guy, and I like my firearms. What can I say? I like to use them. But anyway. Woodbury Outfitters. I know, come in and buy a $25 gift card and we'll give you a free hat. You know, so just make a note of that if you're looking for a hat. You spend $25 and you get something for free. Wait a minute. Never mind. So, just think about all the free things. I heard an orthodontist, a local orthodontist, is advertising, if you come in and you're one of the first 20 folks in that receive Invisalign, we'll give you either a free Xbox One or a PlayStation 4. And then I'm asking myself, so what is Invisalign? So, but anyway, you get them for free. Did you get your key in the mail not long ago from a local dealership? Yeah, you take that key in there, and if it fits in that automobile that they're offering up for free, and it starts right up, guess what? It's yours. after you pay taxes, you get to drive that thing right off the lot. We like free things. We get it. I want to share something with you this morning that is certainly absolutely free. It is, folks, the greatest gift that you'll ever receive. And the Apostle Paul talks about that which is free there in the book of Romans in chapter 5. I want to invite you this morning, you have your Bibles, to turn over to Romans chapter 5. And we're going to look at some talking points with regards to that which Paul discussed there in Romans chapter 5. That was free. You have your Bibles. Let's look over there in Romans chapter 5, and let's look in verse 12 in Romans 5. Paul says this. He says, "Therefore, just as through one man sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed where there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who was a type of him who was to come. But the free gift is not like the offense. For if by one man's offense many died, much more by the grace of God and the gift by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many. And the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned. For judgment came from the offense resulting in condemnation. But the free gift which came from many offenses resulted in justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the free gift of righteousness will reign through the one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience, many will be made righteous." You know, Paul emphasizes the fact here with regards to Adam. Adam's sin. He talks about sin entering into the world through Adam and, of course, Eve. And because of that sin, death has spread, Paul says, to all men because all have sinned. Folks, in this chaotic and confusing religious world that we live in, some have developed the belief system that because Adam's sin, all are born sinners. All are born sinners. But I want you to go back to Romans in chapter 5 and again reread verse 12 with me again. Listen to what Paul says. "Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned." The question that I guess I have for you this morning is this. Does it say that all men are born sinners? Is that what you read in that? Did it say that we're born sinners? Or did it say Adam sinned, and because Adam sinned, sin has entered into the world, and death is the result of sin? You see, it says that death came to all men because all have sinned. Is Adam responsible for sin and death entering into the world? I guess you could say he was the one that got it all kicked off. Let me ask you this. Are we responsible for our sin and for death? I guess you could answer to that. The answer to that question is yes. You see, Adam is guilty of sinning, and Adam is certainly guilty of the world being infected with sin. That's how sin entered into the world. However, folks, Adam is not directly responsible for Scott Spencer's sins. Do you know who is responsible for Scott Spencer's sins? Scott Spencer is. And the same thing can be said of you. You are responsible for your sins. Well, Scott, that doesn't jive with what I've been taught since childhood. I was taught that I was a born sinner. I want to show you something in Romans chapter 7. Because the Apostle Paul, believe it or not, discusses that very thing in Romans in chapter 7 and verse 9. One, two, skip a few. Let's go over to Romans chapter 7, and I want you to see what Paul says here in verse 9. He says this, I was alive once without the law. But when the commandment came, sin revived, and I died. Interesting. Paul, you were alive once without the law, but when the commandment came, sin revived and you died. That Greek word there for revived means this, literally began to function. Sin, when the awareness of what sin was, what it is, knowledge of it, when it came to life, it sprang to life, God held me accountable. But I was alive once, Paul says, without the law. Well, what are you saying, Paul? There was a time in my life, infancy, when I was a child, I had no understanding of sin. God wasn't holding me accountable. I was alive, spiritually speaking. But there was a time in my life. There was a time in my life when I understood, and I certainly was accountable. When the commandment came, knowledge of sin, self-awareness of sin, I became accountable for my sin. So perhaps you recall God speaking through that prophet Ezekiel there in Ezekiel chapter 18 and verse 20. God clearly revealed through that prophet, the soul that sins shall die. The son is not going to bear the iniquity of the father, and the father shall not bear the iniquity of the son. You see, if the father sins, his sins do not get passed down to his son. That's what God is saying. And the son that sins, the father is not responsible for the son's sin. The son is responsible for his sin. That is Paul's point to the letters there in Rome. That is his point exactly. Let's talk about the consequences of sin. You know, again, according to Paul, the consequences of sin in Romans in chapter 5 and verse 12, and again, you look over in Romans in chapter 6 and verse 23, the wages of sin is death. But what kind of death is Paul referring to? I have a suggestion, and it's a safe suggestion. I would recommend to you, let's allow the context to dictate what kind of death Paul's talking about here. That's the safe route, folks. That is always the safe route. Whenever you have a question about a particular passage, keep it in the context, keep it in the context, keep it in the context. You see, when we start taking things out of their proper context, you can have the Bible preaching and teaching anything you want it to say. Because it's your context then. It's not God's context. So, we'll play that game. We'll go that route. We'll keep it in the context. So what is Paul talking about? Well, I think to better answer that question, we're going to come back to it. Let's just go ahead and skip over to point number 3. Because we need to talk about the free gift if we're going to talk about the consequences of sin and what is Paul referencing when he's talking about death. And Romans in chapter 5, and you begin again looking in verses 15 through 19. Let's go back again and just look at the snapshot of this, of what Paul is saying here. Again in verse 15, he says, but the free gift is not like the offense. Now, the offense being that Adam sinned. We have sin in our world. We have death in our world. For by one man's offense, many died. Much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many. And the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned. For judgment which came from the one offense resulted in condemnation. But the free gift which came from many offenses resulted in justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of the grace of the free gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as the one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation. And even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. Folks, I want you to notice the contrast here between Adam and Christ, because that's what Paul wants you to see. Notice the adverse effects that came by way of Adam sinning. The introduction of sin into the world versus Jesus' redemptive work to bring about all the blessings and all the benefits to those who obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. For example, in verse 16, two words are pitted against one another. Condemnation, which came through Adam, and sin, our sin, and justification, who comes through Jesus Christ, and us, now let's keep it in the context, obeying the gospel and coming to Jesus Christ. We know the difference between those two, don't we? Condemnation and justification. When we are condemned, judgment is being passed on us because of our sins. However, when we are justified, there is a process by which God delivers us from sin and grants us forgiveness. Justification. A good way to remember that word, justification, and you want to understand how it pertains to you spiritually speaking, when you obey the gospel, you give your life to Jesus Christ, and we know that forgiveness of our sins comes by way of doing that. Justification goes right along with just as if I've never sinned. That's a good way to remember that. It's just as if. I like that, don't you? Just if God says, see the slate? It's white clean. It's white clear. You're justified through Jesus Christ. The contrast goes on. As we continue to look at the benefits of the free gift, again, look at verse 19. Those who come to Jesus by obeying the gospel, they are made, Paul says, righteous. That word righteous in the Greek also means straightness. I can't but help to run over to 2 Corinthians in chapter 5 and verse 21. When Paul tells those saints there, he says, "For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of him." What a trade-off, folks. Did you see that? Did you see the swap? Well, there's no better exchange you're going to see in all the world than God sending His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on a cross for our sins. And when I believe upon that and I act upon that belief, he that believes Jesus says in Mark 16 and 16, and is baptized shall be saved. I'm not going to argue with God. He knows more than I do. He knows what He wants to say. Let's just do what He says. He says you become righteous. Straight upright. When Jesus died for my sins and I believed in Him, And Paul depicts that again in Romans chapter 6, doesn't he? He keeps it in the context. I took on his righteousness. I took on his holiness. He, Christ, he took on my sins. That's the best deal in town, folks. It's the best deal in the world. So now let's return again to the consequences of sins. Let's jump back up there and let's try to answer our question with regards to death. We're trying to answer that question. What death is Paul referencing? What is he talking about? Friends, he was alluding to and talking about spiritual death. Well, Scott, didn't physical death come into the world? It did. But Paul was referencing spiritual death. Well, how do you know he's talking about spiritual death? If he's not talking about spiritual death, then why in the world is he spending so much time on Jesus Christ and what he's done for you to give you eternal life? You see, the context dictates what we're talking about. It's spiritual death that he was referencing. So, in three short days, we're going to be exchanging gifts. Some are already exchanging gifts, and that's all right. I want you to think about the greatest gift. The greatest gift given to mankind. You know, if you're trying to figure out what you should do, which you should choose, the graphic up on the board, on the screen, should make your decision easy, shouldn't it? See, in Romans in chapter 6 and verse 23, the Apostle Paul tells us that the wages of sin is not free, folks. It costs you something. It costs you something now. It will cost you something into eternity. It is not free. And that's the biggest lie that Satan sells to people. But the wages of sin is death. Spiritual death. But the gift of God is everlasting life through Jesus Christ, His Son. Man, Scott, how do I get into this? How do I accept this gift? How do I receive it? In Romans chapter 6, again, Paul answers that question, doesn't he? And he tells us, friends, whenever we are baptized into Jesus' death, and just as Jesus was crucified, He died, He was buried, and He rose again, just as you are baptized into His death, and you rise out of that grave, you walk unto a newness of life, and then Paul goes on and he says, guess what? You're free from sin. You're no longer a slave to sin. The slate has been wiped clean. You've been forgiven. Don't you dare tell me that baptism is not a part of God's plan of salvation. To deny it is just chilling in my bones for anyone who professes to have any ounce of Bible knowledge to just gloss over that as if it doesn't exist. So, where are you at with this free gift stuff? You like free things? Come and receive the free gift of everlasting life. It didn't cost you anything, but it cost God His Son. So you can accept it and embrace it and receive it. What will you do? Will you come forward this morning? We have... If you're here and you're saying, man, those front rows, why isn't anybody sitting on those front rows? We kind of leave these front rows open for folks that want to respond to the invitation and give their life to Christ. But if they happen to fill up, there's more space up here. But even if this one repents, the angels in heaven will rejoice. So this morning, are you going to obey the gospel and accept that free will offering? By coming forward, repenting of your sins, confessing Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, and be baptized. I don't see any water here except down in the creek. What's that, the Jordan? No, we have a baptistry here. It's right behind me. And we'll immerse you into Jesus Christ to have your sins washed away. Oh, friend, don't leave here today without doing that if you haven't done so. Don't be like that rich man with Lazarus as he reflects back and looks back on his life and says, boy, wish I would have when I could have, but I didn't. Oh, my goodness. How many folks are going to be like that on Judgment Day? Are you hearing me? How many people are going to be like that on Judgment Day? Putting it in rewind and just saying, if I could just go back. There's no going back, folks. I've told you before, there are no exit signs in hell. Maybe you need to respond to the invitation this morning because you need the prayers of this church. Maybe there's sin in your life you need to repent of. If you need to respond, please come forward together. We stand and we sing.